who's filing for bankruptcy these days?
Just about everyone. Our bankruptcy filers run the full breadth of demographics throughout Western New York: young people, old people, middle-class people, urban residents, suburban residents. Just about everybody can file.
Why are they filing?
For a variety of reasons. We find that most of our filings are because of social problems. People with who have gone through divorce or separation are probably our chief incidences of filings. We have people who have incurred medical expenses. One of the growing areas are people who have gambling problems and addiction problems. And those are significant increases in, represent significant increases in the number of people who are filing bankruptcy.
One of the things, one of the debts that people accumulate a lot these days are college loans or law school loans. What happens when they can't pay those? Can you discharge student loans?
The standard in the Second Circuit, which is where Buffalo is located, Second Circuit occupies New York, Connecticut, and Vermont. The standard of law is that student loans are almost never dischargeable. It takes a case of severe economic hardship for us to be able to discharge them, and that standard is very draconian. It is almost unheard of that a student loan can be discharged.
Are you getting people coming in to file who have very heavy student loans?
We see it. Where we see it most frequently is in Chapter 13. Chapter 7, of course, you cannot discharge the student loan, absent some really unusual exceptions. In Chapter 13, you can defer the payment of student loans during the period of time that you're in Chapter 13. So, for example, if a Chapter 13 plan proposes to pay creditors 10 cents on the dollar, during the time that you're in bankruptcy, the student loan will be paid 10 cents on the dollar. The problem is that at the end of that student, at the end of the Chapter 13 plan, that student loan remains an obligation that will not be discharged.
Are these young people whose families just couldn't afford to pay, or are there other circumstances?
Well, you have a variety of circumstances. Oftentimes, it is students that go into obtaining an education with an expectation of employment at the end, and that employment just doesn't materialize. Or if it does, it doesn't pay the level of compensation that they were anticipating.
What happens if you have a married couple, both of whom have heavy student loans? Do you get situations where one files and one doesn't?
We see that all the time. It may be that one spouse is gainfully employed and is able to handle his or her student loan, but if they were not married at the time of going to school, and sometimes even if they were, there may be no cross-obligation, so that the one spouse may not have an obligation to pay the student loan for the other spouse. And so it may be that the one spouse has need for bankruptcy relief and the other does not.
You can probably buy a very nice house around here on what people have borrowed to go to school.
Well, we have seen cases where people have in excess of $100,000 of student loans and an income that makes it very difficult to pay that. And you can try to restructure some of those obligations. Generally, though, for student loans, the more frequent recourse is to turn to the various programs that the student loan agencies have started to implement and to adapt. And so generally, obligors on student loans will try that recourse first before coming over to bankruptcy court.
Today on You and the Law, our guest has been Chief Bankruptcy Judge Carl Buckeye. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.